This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And this is Terry Wade. Today we're going over to Maude Kearns Art Center, looking at a show called Moments in Time. It is comprised of four artists, Cynthia Grilly, Thalia Laren, Paul Matthew, and Lauren Sharpton. When you first walk in, it's really sparse in there.
That's right. The thread that I finally pulled through is story. I think I'll just start with Thalia Laren.
Right.
She made these wood boxes, they're shadow boxes. Mm-hmm. You look inside and there's Zelda doing six different things. So you go through and you look in the shadow boxes.
And Zelda's a person, a woman.
Well,
female,
little,
looks like.
Little polymer clay figure,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who seems to have an alcohol problem. And she seems to go to rehab and she seems to get shocked in the bathtub. And then she starts working out, and at the end she's walking through a mirror or something.
Right.
The idea is that you make up your own story.
Right.
And then there's a tape recorder on the side of the wall, and you can tell your version of the story.
Right. I think there are seven stations, aren't there? And each one, you can stand there and look and look and mm-hmm. look and then move on. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There starts to be a story. Mine was quite different. I hadn't really decided what was going on in there, but there were. Mm-hmm. It's really clever. There's all kinds of things to look at, lots mm-hmm. of detail. They're mm-hmm. lit up nicely.
Did you record your story?
No, I didn't. I couldn't decide.
Well, I took up all your time.
Anyway. I knew you would, anyhow.
I sat there and read the whole thing.
Right. That displays up on the stage. There are paintings throughout the exhibit by Cynthia Grilly. The ones that I really like the most are back towards the office, and there's one especially. It's a half-life-size nude figure of female. She's laying down, and it's just the texture, the moodiness of it. It's an oil-on-wax panel, and it's just really intriguing. It's mm-hmm. very, very calm.
It's separate, very much so, from the series that are in the front gallery, mm-hmm. which all seem to have to do with the theme of masquerade, I would say. There's one set of, I thought, seven people standing like on a patio.
Right.
And when I looked closely, I went, oh, but one is a dandelion, one is a pig, one's a cow, one's a dog. But her style is, would you call it, semi-abstracted?
Yes, it's very loose and nothing tight about mm-hmm. it, very loose, moody. Then in the big room, there are a series of photographs by Paul Matthew. They're black and whites. They were taken over at about a year's time, I believe.
In the 70s, though.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. old. They're dated, the hairdos, mm-hmm. the clothes, and all of that.
With an old twin lens reflex.
Right. And they're intriguing. I noticed right away that some of the people they're pretty formal. They're not casual shots. They're scripted, let's say.
Well, he says deliberately. These are all snapshots.
Right.
But they look formal. I mean,
they look very formal. Yeah. Everything is properly placed, and some of the people are looking right at the lens. And mm-hmm. I like the ones that weren't looking at the lens because they appeared mm-hmm. to be more casual. Mm-hmm. But they're intriguing mm-hmm. photos.
Well, what I liked about it is that each one had a good hefty paragraph explaining who the person was. Each one was an artist, kind of a behind-the-scenes artist, and their story. And mm-hmm. I really appreciated that.
All about a moment in time. Mm-hmm. The other room, it's a whole thing on itself. Lauren Sharpton mm-hmm. piece.
It's an interactive art installation. Very mm-hmm. interesting.
This show is called Moments in Time. It's at Maude Kearns Art Center. It runs through February 12th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.